Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wait for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. Welcome to the halfway point of the week.
That's a good time. Yeah, we'll go with that.
The weekend right there, if you squint, it's right there on the horizon. Weekend. You cannot stop it. Lots of crazy things are going to be happening, yes, indeed, and they'll be happening by the two crazy party animals known as the Bruce.
Tiffany had hands like a trucker.
Oh.
Wow.
You didn't tell me that part of that story.
Well, it's okay.
I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My boy, I'm not even sure that we all exist on the same plane of consciousness. But...
at least not with me, because I'm a little loopy. This date, 1867, Charles Dickens gave his first reading in a theater in New York City.
New York City!
On his second visit to the U.S. Before the box office opened, people were standing in two lines almost a mile long waiting for tickets and buying all those, you know, Dickens t-shirts, posters, buttons, glow sticks. 1942, a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction was demonstrated for the first time by a group of scientists at the University of Chicago. 1952, NBC TV aired the first televised human birth.
Really?
Wow. Okay, did you need a parent slip to watch that? Also in 1952, on December 2nd, the world's first nuclear power plant accident occurred at a nuclear reactor at Chalk River, Canada, when a worker mistakenly lifted four fuel rods, igniting a chain reaction and melting part of the uranium.
Whoops.
Look on this TV! There's someone giving birth! Oh my God, I dropped the rods! 1971, Soviet Mars 3 was the first to soft land on Mars. It sent down a capsule equipped with a TV camera that landed on Mars and sent back pictures for 20 seconds.
Wow, that 20 seconds worth of video for that much.
And in 1982, Barney Clark of Des Moines, Iowa, received the first artificial heart.
Oh,
there we go. Good for him. Getting us closer to Borg technology.
How long did he live afterwards?
A while, I do believe.
Yeah, well,
I believe so. We'll birthdays?
Yes. Britney Spears. I know it's Britney Spears, but I don't care. She's 28 years old today.
Yay. Really? How could you have missed Alfred Enoch, who's 21? He's Dean Thomas in the Harry Potter movies.
Because that is how I missed it.
Wilson Germain Herdia is 38, playing Angel Dumont Chouinard in Rent.
Okay.
And Rent's a great, great show, dude.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with Monica Seles, 36 years old today, tennis star, got stabbed in the back and got drunk and then came back and played more tennis.
And grunted the whole time.
Yeah.
Lucy Liu is 41.
Yeah, Lucy Liu.
Yeah. X versus Sever, what a great film that was. Okay.
It was okay.
Sure it was.
Okay, it wasn't great.
No.
Back in the day, Kathy Lee Crosby, 61 years old. That's incredible.
The original Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That Wonder Woman TV movie with Ricardo Montalban as the villain.
Oh, wow. That's really driving back up.
Dude, seriously. Chris Wedge, 53, animator of Ice Age and Robots. Mm-hmm. Kathy Lee Gifford.
No, Versace.
Crosby, you said. Wow. Versace? Versace? I love Versace.
Yeah. Would have been 63 years old today.
Oh, Penelope Spheres is 64. Director of Wayne's World. I found that interesting because I didn't know that, and I don't know anything else Penelope Spheres has ever done.
No, neither have I. Charles Ringling.
Oh, from
the Ringling Brothers. Yeah. He would have been 146 years old today, but that'd be really, really old.
Well, the man who would have been 85 today, Ray Walston. Sure, you might have known him as the judge from Picket Fences. He might have been your favorite Martian, but sir, he was Mr. Hand in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
one of the great movies of all time.
Damn right. I wonder if it's being shown on TV tonight.
Who knows?
Let's find out.
Over there on CBS, you have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
She thinks I'm cute.
The Grammy nomination concert.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then Criminal Minds.
Over on ABC, because they canceled Kelsey Grammer's show, it's Modern Family rerun, followed by an all-new The Middle, another rerun of Modern Family, and then a new Cougar Town. That's weird. Either make them all new or all reruns, but don't do that. That's just weird.
Proof that the Christmas season is here on NBC. Christmas at the Rockefeller Center.
Aww. High kicking and everything. Okay, over on Fox, So You Think You Can Dance, but who the hell cares? Because a new episode of Glee is on this evening in which Terry and Will's relationship is shaken. Not stirred.
Not shaken. Not stirred? Shaken, okay.
No,
all right.
Shaken.
Spike TV, you got 2 hours of The Ultimate Fighter. This is the finale of the show. It's the road to the finale, and the finale will actually be on Saturday.
Tonight on Bravo and Top Chef, it's part one of the season finale. So it's season finale time.
Oh, yes, it is. Sci-Fi Channel, you have Ghost Hunter, Mark Twain's House, and the Ghost Hunter Academy.
Okay. Haunted frogs are jumping and leaping. BET is showing Deep Blue Sea. It's a Rennie Harlan flick. If you liked any of the Jaws movies, this is a loving homage to it, to all of them. The sharks are killed off in the same manner they were in those movies. And Samuel L. Jackson's in it. And it's fun.
You got to love that.
It's really fun.
I'm tired of these MFing sharks on this MFing boat.
Basically.
ABC Family. Pixar short films. 20 different clips of the Pixar short films all on ABC Family.
That's pretty cool. On Discovery Channel, on a new Mythbusters, Can you break out of jail using antacid? Tonight we'll find out.
We'll find out. The biography channel, Animal House, The Inside Story.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Over on the Chiller Network, they're showing Candyman, sir. But if we're watching anything tonight, it's going to be on that there Lifetime television
for women.
Because with Christmas mere days away, an estranged couple struggle to survive when they become trapped in a blizzard. Tonight, Jamie Gertz and Dylan Walsh star in Lost Holiday, the Jim and Suzanne Shimwell story.
You got mail, baby.
Okay, it's not the greatest Lifetime, but Lifetime, it's been so long since they've done one. I just had to.
Yeah.
Okay, this one time at DJ camp, just before my show, I'd found yet another memo from the station owner regarding too much talking and not enough rocking. I immediately responded the way any mature professional would. I opened the mic and did my best impersonation of somebody who sounded like Larry the Cable Guy, only dumber. I announced, "Unfortunately, J.B. Early has been in a terrible car accident on the way to the station and decapitated," but added they'd medevaced him to UVA and were reattaching his head, updates when available. So I do this for the whole first hour in that voice. I have some phone calls that way, too. Finally, a guy calls and says, "I'm sorry it happened, but I never really liked J.B. Are they keeping you to take his place? You're good." I told the guy, "This is J.B." He says, "No, you're not. J.B. was in a bad accident." Then a woman calls and says, "This is Sue. How's JB doing? I love him. I hope he'll be okay. Don't forget, my head got cut off." I told her, "You win! You win!" She says, "Huh? What?" I explained it was all a contest to see how many people cared if I lived or died, and she was the first caller who did. I tell her to drop by the station, and you get a new Who Remembers What CD. By the way, the story ain't quite over yet. Next day, I know, unbelievably, I still had the gig. Sue shows up. Now, admit, I am a desperate dude when it comes to a womanly companionship, but imagine Susan Boyle. With hair loss. I say, "Ooh. Are you Sue?" Her name really was Sue. She looks at me and says, "You're JB? I thought you'd be younger and better looking." However, I swear, as she was saying that, she started rubbing up against me. I told her, "Hey, you know the kid who does weekends around here, Brandon? He is young and good looking. I'm sure he'd love to meet you." She gives me a look. "Now, JB, I'm a married woman." I told her I respect that and learn to live without her. Amen. From JB in Blacksburg, Virginia. Oh, P.S. The station was pretty small operation before the new owners arrived, and I was alone at the place. Obviously, the owner wasn't listening on many or too many others either. Wow, I need a nap after that story. That's fantastic. that's radio.
That's radio.
That's absolutely
radio. That's what it's supposed to be done.
Mr. Flynn, just thought I would send an email so you have some. G.I. Joe Rise of the Cartoons to Movies was better than Plan 9 from Outer Space, but worse than Death Race with Jason Statham.
Wow. See
you sweetly. Maybe a song will be heard. Till then, make mine GRD. That's from Rob. Rob Stouffer.
Hey, baby. Rob.
You've got an email, sir?
Yes, I do. I just listened to Geek Radio Daily on the computer. The business card that you gave me after Thanksgiving gave me the info. I'm excited to hear your voice, your humor, your thoughts, and your sound effects for this first-time experience. You have talent, and I wish you the best. Love, Mom.
She's talking to you or me there?
I see. Well, now my mom.
let's see. Hola, Geeps from L.A. Hey,
LA.
Now. Some thoughts on a couple of news items from Tuesday's show. I've read The Denver Kid by Stephen King. It was interesting, if ambiguous mystery. What it did not have was the slightest hint of the supernatural. The novel might make for a bastardized pilot, but beyond that, the only influence the book would have on the scripts would be gravitational so long as they shared shelf space. With regard to the laboratory meat story, the Scientific America had an article about this a couple years back. Much like that episode of Better Off Ted, the meat was found to be quite disgusting until electrical stimulation was used to cause it to work out.
Yes, I heard that.
Just goes to show that when it comes to meat, the suffering makes it tastier. So until I can kick back with a tasty clone spare ribs and watch a Stephen King-inspired show that doesn't suck, make mine GRD. That's from Ted Mad Sci Wade. And you don't want to make the Mad Sci people
no,
upset.
No, you don't want to do that.
So thank you for everybody. Much better spirits today. Yesterday, for those of you that were on the forums, geekradiodaily.com, you... sort of knew, wow, the bell is going to die. You sort of knew what we were doing yesterday, raising money for a bunch of people, and we don't want to talk about that, but for those of you that did like call our goofy little station to help out, I'd like to say thank you. Wednesday, of course, means we've got to look in the long box and a peek coming up at your geek news, but don't forget to send us an email to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce of Flintstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Work, bell.
Yay!
There we go.
You ever read comic books? I don't. I mean, what's the point with all the capes we have flying around these days? Every hero worth his salt has a cool origin story, right? Well, that's a load of crap. Maybe it happens sometimes to those headline heroes, but not the metahumans I know. Most of us feel like we were gang-raped by a cosmic freight train with a twisted sense of humor. Welcome to Metamediocrity, an audio comic book written and read by Jay Lynn. Join us for our full podcast at metamediocrity.com, where you'll find lively discussion on a wide range of topics along with regular episodes of this audio comic.
This is Christiana Ellis, and you're listening to the Crazy Cats at Geek Radio Daily.
Crazy Cats.
We're cats now.
I like it.
Lemon face.
Tiger face.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. Almost to the weekend, and I know you need it just as bad as I do. And yes, that is a euphemism.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Oh, you're looking for comics. Well, you know, there's plenty of comics available today at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, including...
Well, Alpha Comics is starting off with Complete Idiot's Guide to Creating a Graphic Novel, Volume 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if Volume 1 didn't work for you, yeah. I don't see how Volume 2, you stand a chance in hell. Blue Water Productions, Female Force number 8. Tonight, it's Barbara Walters.
Yeah, I saw that. That was amazing.
Political Power number 5 has Ted Kennedy, and Roger Corman presents Black Scorpion number 1.
Boom Studios has 28 Days Later, number 4. Dingo number 1.
A dingo's in my comic.
Incredibles number 3, and Kill Audio number 3 of 6.
Also, they have Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep number 6 of 24.
Yeah.
Continuum Comics has Looking for Calvin and Hobbes. It's a soft cover. It's a crazy thing. Over at DC Comics, Batman the Unseen, number 5. All of your Blackest Night indigo, orange, yellow promotional rings, they're going to be at your shops. Go pick those up. Blackest Night, The Flash, 1 of 3. Wonder Woman, 1 of 3. All out today. House of Mystery, 20.
Superman, World of the New Krypton, 10 of 12. It's going to be out today as well. Teen Titans, number 11. Death Trap trade paperback is out today as well.
Teen Titans. All right, the JSA All-Stars, number 1. That's out today as well. I should jump over to Marvel Comics. Nita Blake, The Laughing Corpse Executioner, number 2 of 5. And new Dark Tower miniseries, The Battle of Jericho Hill, number 1 of 5 is out today.
IDW Publishing, Doctor Who Classic Series, number 2 of 13 is out today. And G.I. Joe, number 12. And, let's see, Transformers, Best of the UK Prey.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's two more things from Marvel I wanted to mention. The What If version of Secret Invasion, which is always cool. And Fall of the Hulks Alpha, because there's something like 27 Hulks running around the Marvel Universe right now.
Oh, that's all we need. More
it confuses me. That's why if I'm going to pick up anything, it's going to be from Penguin Group, where I can pick up the second edition of Physics of Superheroes. It might finally explain that Superman thing and the shotgun out of the... Oh.
I'm not wearing any pants.
We're not going to talk about that.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So over on their website, the folks behind the classic novel Pride and Prejudice and Zombies are announcing that a Pride and Prejudice miniseries, six-part miniseries is coming out. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, the TV miniseries.
Oh, wow.
No idea. They don't say where. They don't say when. They just say that it's happening. So technically it's still a rumor, but it's from the people that made it, so okay.
It's a good chance it might happen.
Got my fingers crossed.
All right. Sorry. Bad news here. Fox has decided to bench Fridge for the upcoming February sweeps, according to the Fulton Critic.
Why? They couldn't get Anna Torv to get into a bikini?
I have no idea why. It's being...
Anna Torv put on a bikini for that show.
Yeah. It's going to be... it's going to be placed on hiatus. They're going to put a long-in development series called Past Life, which has been reduced from its original 13 episodes to 7. So Fringe has got moved over. The ratings aren't as good. It's dropping down, so they're going to pull it, but they're going to bring it back in, after the hiatus?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's break it up even further and dilute the audience.
Yeah.
Sure. So Joseph Kosinski and Sean Bailey, the director and producer of Disney's new Tron Legacy, and Travis Beecham, who's writing the script, are going after another Disney property. This time, they want to remake The Black Hole.
Wow.
Remember The Black Hole?
I remember The Black Hole. Very, very dark.
Very dark. Totally different from what people were expecting in a regular Disney movie. Interesting. A little too much cute robot Star Wars type of influence. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bob.
But a fascinating story nonetheless. For those of you that don't know, the original followed a group of space explorers above the USS Palomino who come across a lost ship hovering outside of a black hole. And in this day and age with this crazy CGI the kids love so much, this could work, especially if they keep it dark like that.
Yeah.
And don't follow the Marvel Comics adaptation that shows what happened after.
Oh, they said afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they picked
wow.
up afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want to give away any spoilers, but afterwards.
Okay. TV's Ed has joined the cast of the upcoming live-action and CGI Yogi Bear movie.
Boo-boo. Hey,
actor Tom Gavinoff is going to be
Tom Gavin?
No.
Hey, pal.
Is going to be Ranger Smith.
It's a local joke.
Really? Yes. Smith is going to be the patrolman who's constantly trying to prevent the local mischievous bear from pillaging picnic baskets. Kavanaugh drives the cast of Anna Faris, who's going to be his love interest, and the documentary filmmaker. When he goes to Jellystone, man meets Yogi and Boo Boo, voiced by Dan Aykroyd and Seth Green.
That's just strange. Very, very strange. Something not strange, something really cool. John Berryman, Captain Jack himself, was a guest on Steve Wright in the Afternoon on BBC Radio 2. During the interview, he discussed the future of Captain Jack and Doctor Who, confirms that Torchwood is coming back, and not for just a little five-night special, a 13-episode run.
Wow.
So we're getting more Captain Jack, we're getting more Torchwood, no word on who's coming back, if any of that, who's going to be the cast, whatever, so we'll have to wait and see, like most things, and we'll do that because we're addicted to this stuff because, well, we're geeks.
We're geeks.
That's...
Yeah.
Admitting you have a problem?
It's the first step.
Damn right. GRD, licensed in the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop by iTunes, because that's what the kids tell me you should do. Write the review.
What the cool kids do.
Subscribe. All that fun stuff. Drop by the forums and continue these discussions and many others that you never even know exist. Or just always drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce of Flinsters at geekradiodaily.com.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!